Now joining me is new Wyoming Mustang head football coach, Michael Coleman. Hey, Michael, how are you, my friend?
I'm blessed, sir. How are you doing today?
I am doing fantastic. Let's start from the beginning. I know you're excited about this opportunity to get going. How did it feel to learn you were going to be the next Mustang head football coach?
You know what? It was a blessing. And for a lot of reasons, knowing that the fan base, the great fan base that is there in Gillette, and just the profound opportunity to do something special.
Now, you have amassed a very good coaching staff with some of your assistant coaches. Introduce us to some of those guys.
Well, you know, Coach Gabe, let me start first with Coach Adams. Cody Adams is a phenom. He's a beast. He's one of the great young minds in recruiting in the country right now. And, you know, we kind of tag team together even now and watch a lot of them. And it really wasn't hard. Get some of the talent. And then Coach Martinez, he was actually with the West Texas Warbirds, and they, you know, they beat Amarillo 3 times. You know, that's saying something, beat Julian Reese. So I decided to step to the defensive side and become defensive coordinator and let Coach Martinez take our Sonic offense.
Now, you've already made a splash signing some talented players, including a few returners from last year. You signed Ray Lewis Jr., Walter Tucker, Damian May, Jacoby Blackman. The list goes on and on. Now, what do these dudes bring to the table on and off the field for these Mustangs?
Wow. Community. You know, even though we're building the second coming of the Legion of Boom, you know, you look at Quante Battles, he's 6'3". 215. You look at, you know, Jerome Gross, the receiver. You look at even Ray Lewis Jr. These kids have been reintroduced to their greatness from within. And, you know, they have collectively rolled up their sleeves, and we decided we're going to share the greatness on and off the field.
Now, you've been a football coach for a long time, I believe since the mid-90s, if I'm not mistaken. When evaluating players, what intangibles are you looking for?
Well, you're looking for the little twerks, first of all. When you're evaluating, you're looking at their attitudes when they make mistakes, looking at how they get back to the huddle, and you're looking at them from the next play on. You know, you're looking for those tangibles and their tenacity. Their hunger, their desire.
Now, again, we're here chatting with Michael Coleman, new Wyoming Mustang head football coach. This Mustang team, Michael, is a nascent program. It was an expansion team last year, 2-8 in CIF play a year ago. This team will look a lot different this year. What do you want the identity of this team to be by you and your coaching staff?
Community, family, team. Come in early. Stay late. You know, be a team that we are students of the game, and we're going to master the game on the field. That we're going to have the ability to be, not say versatile, but to be able to run 4 quarters, and that we are willing to run longer than the next team.
Now, Michael, speaking of mastering things, you are a guru and a mastermind when it comes to football, not just indoor football, but football in general. And there's a lot of things about the indoor game that's similar to the outdoor game, but you're a mastermind. You bring that to the table. Just talk about this football team and how you plan on leading them in that direction. Because, I mean, yes, you want to bring good players in, but you're also an X's and O's guy as well.
Yeah, you know, the beauty of it is going back to the basics. And, you know, off the field profoundly, it's about the community. It's about educating the community on the game at large and also being family with the community. And then when you get to the field, you understand the nuances of our game. We have impacted to the highest level, which is the National Football League. When you look at coaches like Nagy, Coach Payton, Matt LaFleur, Jay Gruden, and when you look at a lot of these coaches now in the systems, even looking at Tom Brady, how profound his release, and he's like using a laser. Well, that's the laser system that we use inside, the RPO offense, the 3-4 defense. Well, that's Scully to them outside, but it's profound base for us playing indoor arena football. The speed of the game, having the ability to audible on the go. And so, you know, it's amazing and exciting to put it on display once again.
Now, if you were to describe to someone what your coaching style is like on the field, what would you say?
Intense.
I could have guessed that one.
It's pretty much having fun and introducing the young men to their talents. You know, oftentimes coaches want players to play up to their coaching style, but now we are pretty much introducing and putting on display the talents of the young men. And think about it. The coaching part of it is not just the display. We're also inheriting and bonding with the personality of our community. And so we are in a community that is excited. We're in a community that just have a lot of energy. We're in a community that is hopeful. And so that's what we are going to display on the field in addition to, if that makes any sense.
No, it does. And you know what? The community loves the Mustangs. They're going to love you. I can tell you that. I want to add a couple of things. By the way, this team, number one last year in attendance for home games. You're going to love how raucous it gets. But I got to tell you guys something. I have not known, full disclosure, I have not known Coach Coleman very long. But I'm going to add a couple of things to your, because I asked a question about your coaching style. I'm going to add inspiring and motivating too, because this guy, I can tell you're a master motivator. I just wanted to add that. It was more of a comment, Coach Coleman, than a question. You kind of alluded to this in a little bit, but there's an outstanding fan base here. You're all about the community. You like paying it forward and giving it back. And you want your team to be a part of that as well. Just talk a little bit more about the importance of that being a major role in your life, the advocacy, and how you want to make this team about family and community, and especially off the field as well.
Well, you know, it's the A word, reestablishing the A word in coaching, which is advocacy, and being advocates, and knowing the difference between advocating for your team and your systemic goal and advocating for your community, that it goes hand in hand. It is one. It is a profound platform. You know, when you build a community, when you look at the Green Bay Packers, it's a legacy franchise. And so the Mustangs, we have to be the legacy. And the only way we're going to do that is building the community, educating our community on the game and its profound mark. You know, a lot of people don't know, when they look at the NFL today and they see the RPOs from Baltimore all the way to Tampa Bay, even from the old man, Tom Brady, what they're looking at is the nuances and the nucleus of indoor arena football that is community driven. That was the purpose and the premise of it.
Well, you know what? Oh, go continue. Go ahead and continue. I think you cut out for a minute.
I'm sorry. It's just being acclimated with your why, your biggest why. And so that's where the hope, that's where it comes from.
Well, I appreciate you joining me, Michael. It has been a pleasure to speak with you. We're going to talk a whole lot more coming up in the near days and weeks and even months leading up to the Wyoming Mustangs season. They open March 12th on the road against Sioux City. And, of course, we're going to have coverage right here. I'll be out there with them here at the Basin Radio Network. And the games for the Mustangs can be heard all season long on News Radio 107.5 FM and online at basinsradio.com on the KIML stream.